KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radios, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, periodically for additional check-ins. We had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and check our echo link stations out. Got a number of echo link stations that we'd like to get checked in tonight, so we'll get to those next. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down there in Simpsonville. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon up in Hendersonville and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, she's also up there in Hendersonville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. Having a hard time reading tonight, folks. Then we got KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Dacusville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate all you fine folks use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'll be negative negative, but I'm staying for the swap net.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary.
KQ4NIV. Name is Bob. I'm in Taylor's.
meter net. I think I missed one, but we'll see. Never like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're doing well. And AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby, just got out of work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. Hope you are doing well. Hadn't heard you in that long time there, young man. And then we got KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4NIB. That's Mr. Bob over in Taylor's. And the way I'm counting, I still got one more Echo Lake station up that I hadn't checked in. Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. This is Kevin in 96. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, and 73 to all who can hear.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. It's got all the pre-net check-ins. I'm going to go back over and refresh my pre-nets just to make sure I got all of them, and I do. So now we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo India 4, Mike Radio Alpha. And KO4NNH, we'll both be negative and negative. We'll be on the side listening.
In and out, Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike, and I'm mobile tonight in Pickens. And please also check in and out my son, Michael. His call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Tango, KM4MT. Thanks for calling in at 73.
In WG4MC, this is Matt Western, Greenville County. Be native and native, 73 to you and all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Hello, say hello. This is Nadine. Please check in. She's a solid, awesome night. Love and Edmund, of the Nexuses and Nexuses.
For DUS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And my telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in Wear Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, great group of folks to check in this evening. Start off with, I'd like to say good evening to KI4MRA. That's Mr. Fred, and he brings along his son, Fred, NH. They're both over there in StarTech. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell the other Fred we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KX4MT, that's Mr. Mike. And his son, KM4MT, that's Michael. Mobile over there in Pickens. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Michael we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well. and K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's over there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Walt, please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got JK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Lorena, they got a jump on you tonight. I know. Hope you think. Glad y'all got in here. She brings along her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals. I appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Gary, since I checked in with you on Sunday, this will be my second time getting to check in with you in a row this week. Check in KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, -, and do be sure and tell Miss George we do be sure and tell Miss George that we say hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like I say, good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Glad we got to speak twice this week. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Y'all stay warm and stay safe. Additional stations in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, everybody on the net. Please check in N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Juliet in your mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out, Gary. Good evening.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Raymond Gulf. KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KI4DOS. Hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Uniform Echo, KG4RUE, Gary and Anderson, no comment, no traffic.
Yes. Please check in Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenburg. Good evening, Gary, and good evening, Joy. I'll be negative, but we'll be listening to the swap net.
KI4DOS. And W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray. I'll be negative and negative, but I will be listening to the swap net also.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KG4RUE, Mr. Gary, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Hope you are doing well. Gary, I'm sorry, I hadn't been on the sideband in the last little bit, but had some other things I had to get done about that time, so I'm going to get back on there. Don't let me run off too far. But appreciate you being with us on 2 meters tonight. And here we got KK4SMV, Master Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And W4SBX, Master Brad down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group in the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We're DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Whiskey, Bravo, 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Check in and out. KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
DOS, please check in KQ4, YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint and Honey Pass. I'll be negative, but I'll be listening in on the swap meet.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to InfoZLK, Master Shane at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy, and his sweet bad, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda, they're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello, know both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOO, that's Mr. Clint down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Chicken, Kilo Fox, Trot 4, Charlie, Kilo Tango. And my name's John. And I'm down in Honey and Pipe, and good evening. Tell Joy hello, and hope y'all doing well over there, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KS4CKT, Master John down there in Honey Path. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And N4DJC, Master Jerry. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, Whiskey X-Ray, number 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. Down here in Gastonia, my name's Danny, and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
would like to say good evening to WX4DAT, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. And Danny, you won the Bell Prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on the log. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. I got an Echo Link station up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Hopefully you can hear me. This looks different than usually when I'm on Echo Link. I don't got that microphone bar jumping around. Anyhow, please check in KB0, KBJ, Steve, up here in South Dakota. Traffic. I will check back in for comments later if I decide to do them. Have a good evening.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve, to Miss Megan and all the children. We said hello. And Steve, you're sounding great down here. I don't know why you don't have that little microphone bar working on your Echo Link tonight, but you're sounding good there, buddy. And I'll be listening for you to check back in if you want to make comments. But y'all take care, and again, tell Megan and the kids we said hello. Going back to the alphabet, let's go up to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Get on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HX, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Tell Joey at least not to hello.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. We negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. And Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. No comments, just spitting a little snow here in Marshall right now. Back to you, sir. Thanks for calling the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise that we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4HLZ, that's Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Benson. And Benson, my wife said that she's jealous of you. She loves to watch it snow. She's listening on the HD in the other room, but she hollered in here and she said that. She said, I want to see it snow. I said, well, it ain't snowing here. But anyway, y'all take care up there in Marshall. Try to stay warm and stay dry. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With a patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James of Ponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KOS. Hope you and Miss Joy both are well. Please can check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thanks for calling that for us. Hope you enjoy your doing well. And tell Miss Joy that it ain't snowing in Fletcher either, but I'm not missing one bit. Thank you, W4. I'll wait. No traffic, no comments.
In. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Please check in.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to JK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher where it is not snowing. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Sid, I'm with you. I don't care if it snows or not. But anyway, my wife likes to watch it come down. Sid, you and Miss Beverly have a great evening. Then we got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Hope you're having a good evening. Please check in. KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. No traffic and no wreck to you tonight, Gary. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall, Spill, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And hope y'all are having a good evening. KC4SKD.
Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo.
Control. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Juliet Alpha Golf, WB4, JAG, Jim in Hartwell, Georgia.
Yes. It's Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. Good to hear you. Appreciate you calling the net for us. 73.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. The neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Larry brings along his brothers in 9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Larry, you sounded a whole lot better there, young man. Hope you are on the road to recovery. And then we got let me back up here. Next we have KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. And Terry, I like your call. The last three letters in your call are my oldest son's initials. So that's easy for me to remember. I just got to try to get the KR worked out. But appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And then we got W4JAG. That's Mr. Jim. He's down there in Hartwell, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Phone pause means we normally got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins, and then we'll go on to the rag queue portion as we go along. Do we have anyone that would anything that they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. TFI.
Yeah, I can go right ahead.
Yeah, Gary, take that Yazoo 2-meter handheld off for me, please, sir. I appreciate it.
I do appreciate you letting me know. You and Miss Linda doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing fell off yet. Well, it may have. We just ain't discovered it yet. Thank you for calling the net. 73 is you and everybody out there listening. This is KG4PFI, and I'm clear, and I'll be gone.
Tell Miss Linda we said hello and hope both of y'all are doing well. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. DOS, this is Brad in Simpsonville, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo X-ray. And got one I'd like to add is I think the two innovative quadras for like the ham club. I'm using one, and I ordered another one by mistake, and so I've got one for sale. Anybody interested, I just want what I paid for it, so, and back to that.
Hang on just a minute. you got a little price for me. I know you're down there in Simpsonville. But you have a, what kind of clock, you ordered two of them, you say you got two of them, and you would like to get what you paid for it, is that a world clock?
What it is it's like a miniature computer. It's called, you can look it up on the internet, it's called Innovato Quadra, and it's a ham clock. You got picture of the moon and all the propagation, you know, the ANJFK, you know, it's got all that stuff on it. And it also has some, I think, logging programs on it, but it's brand new, never been used. But the guy that made them is not making them anymore. Recently got some health problems, but I ordered an extra one, and I ain't going to need it. So I just wanted to get, like, $60 out of it.
You have an Innovato Quadra. It's a world clock with a gray line and all of that stuff on it. And it's got all kinds of other little goodies to come with it. And you have two of them, and you would like to sell this one or one of them for $60, correct, so far?
Yes, sir, that's it. I haven't even opened up the package. I opened up one, and I'm using it, and I love it. And the other one, I did, it's just sitting here in a box, and I just need to get rid of it.
How can the folks get in touch with you? A telephone, email, or how can the folks get in touch with you?
Either way, I don't know. I'm good on QRZ. My email is Brad Carter, B-R-A-D-C-A-R-D as in David, E-R-A@gmail.com.
Your email address is BradCarter@gmail.com, correct?
It's BradCarter8@gmail.com, and my last name is spelled with a D instead of a T, not Brad Carter, it's BradCarter8@gmail.com. I just want to rather do that like that, and I don't want to give my phone number just out to anybody, but, you know, they can reach me on QRZ. My email's good on QRZ, and it's Whiskey4 Sugar Bravo X-ray.
Well, we got that down. I got your good old QRZ, and then I've also got you've got two email addresses. And they're a little bit different. One on QRZ is your call. And then Brad Carder, C-A-R-D-E-R, the figure 8, at gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, I don't know why there's two. On my QRZ page, it should be the same email as the one you just spelled out.
Well, that was my thinking. I'm getting ahead of myself. But we got it down. I've got one of those, but I didn't have a power cord for it, and I have ordered two power cords just to be safe instead of sorry. And a friend of mine has got one over there in Inman, and he showed it to me, and that is really a nice. Yeah, but appreciate you listing that with us. Has anyone done any fills on this Innovato Quadra world clock that Brad just listed? Well, Brad, that ain't heard right now, but we'll run that for a few weeks. When you sell that, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can take it off my book, keep my book straight on this end. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker, and the power supply is a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fellow has some 2-meter J-pole antennas. These are half-inch copper J-pole antennas, and he would like $50 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has three of the ARRL handbooks. These are older handbooks. He has one from 1961, one from 1966, and one from 1971. He said they're all three in great shape if you would like to add them to your library, and he would like $60 for all three of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has three FMB41 HT batteries. These batteries fit a Yaesu FT50 transceiver, but they fit other things as well. But it's a FMB41. He has three of them. He said, let him know y'all could get together on a price. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2-meter monoband radio. That's a little older radio, but it still works and in good shape. And he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone. That's a boom mic. It's specifically made for ICOM rigs. It comes with the microphone, the complete boom with the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the windsock, the cable, all of that stuff. And it would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS520S. That's a HF transceiver. It's an older unit. We would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Get that. You broke out of the repeater. Try it again. I got a copy on you that time. You must be in a bad spot. If you're mobile, try a different location or boost your power if you can. Try it again. Get a repeater up, but I don't have any audio, no audio at all. If you got a question about the SwapNet book, shoot me a text message on my cell phone if you can copy me. 864-567-1101. Shoot me a text message. That way we can get together that way. I still can't pull you out over the repeater. You're bringing up the repeater, but that's it. You're keying it up, but then no audio's coming through. If you can send me a text message on my phone, we'll get together that way. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items or find the items you're looking for or whatever it is, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Don't have anyone listed for RAG2. Anyone like to make a comment or any other check-ins, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please go ahead and check in KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark, and I'm in Greer.
Hey, good evening again, Gary. You can put me down in the comments. And I like how Mark says that. Greer.
SKI4DOS of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to KQ4WHN. Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. And then we got Steve will be in here for comments in just a moment or two. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Alrighty, we'll go up here to South Dakota to Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ, up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan and the children been up to?
KF4DOS, the net, KB0KBJ. Before I forget, you can put Megan down also. As being checked in, KD0NIQ. And while we're giving you extra check-ins, how about Alpha Echo 5 Echo Tango? I don't pull that one out much, but that's a small, unknown club registered under my name that you can put that one down. Five Tango for you. He's the first one I think that were. You got a chuckle out of that. We've been doing good. Doing good up here. See, I ran a little bit on some icy, snowy roads this morning. Yesterday. We've had some, past three Mondays have been rather interesting. Let's see, three Mondays ago, woke up to 20, and I don't know if the temperature got above zero, and it was about 40-ish below the wind chill. Two Mondays ago we had thunderstorm. This is February 24th. Thunderstorm, hail, I've seen lightning, and there was a tornado. First tornado ever. A tornado in South Dakota. And I believe I was underneath that thing. It wasn't very stout or strong, but you can go look it up. Just Google search South Dakota February tornado, and you'll see something on it. So that was kind of unique. It was 5 miles east of Carpin. And then this past Monday, just 2 days ago, we had snow. So, I guess Watertown got 5 inches. We didn't get much here. I was miles west today. And once you get about 30, 40 miles out, it really gets to be quite a bit less populated. And kind of nice driving. Seen a semi out there, a tanker. I think it was a milk truck. He had gone in the ditch. The wind was dipping out of the north about 30 miles an hour the past 2 days. You'd gone in the ditch on the north side. I think you must have dropped the tire off, or maybe the trailer got blown. AC stuff we had this morning. She packed snow. And, yeah, they can put salt on the road in the winds. So, was it Monday or yesterday? No, it was yesterday. It snowed, I'm sorry. Monday was, in fact, really warm. That's right. It was 60 degrees Monday. Yesterday it snowed. This morning it was, in fact, snow froze down to the road. And I think that trailer might have gotten a little blown to the south with a strong north wind. He then corrects and the points are at the ditch. And, well, he went in the ditch, and then the trailer swapped ends, and they just kind of dragged him off in the weeds there. Didn't roll it over or nothing. They had it out by the time I came back. So might have bent up a few there on the backside of the cab, but that looks like it probably was about it there, Gary. Over.
Call signs, right? I got Megan's call is KD0NIQ. I know that one's right, and I think the other one was Alpha Echo 5 Echo Tango. That's the club call. It's your club call name or call sign. I want to make sure I got that right. Oh, gosh. Boy, I tell you what, the last 3 weeks, or last 3 Mondays, y'all have had all kinds of different weather. You've had all the seasons in 3 weeks, it seems like. Thunderstorms and 0 degree temperature and 40 below temperatures. I went to wind chill, and then thunderstorms and tornadoes and hail. And then warm temperatures, too. So, y'all had it all, buddy. It sounds to me like.
Yeah, it has been a bit strange. You got the calls right there, by the way, Gary. It has been strange. I guess that's what makes it interesting. You don't know if it's summer. Like I said, Monday was 60s, summer in the 60s. Yesterday it snowed 5 inches. It's probably one of the bigger snows we've had this year. That was in Watertown. They got more up there, and they miles west where that semi was in the ditch than we do here. The ditches were full over there 40 miles west. When I say that full, you know, that's going to be where the wind blows the snow and it settles down into the swale of the ditch. You know, we got a 40-foot wide ditches out to the from the field to the edge of the road, 4 or 5 foot drop. So the wind settles in there, or will settle the snow. The snow will settle in there with the wind, you know. And they were full out that way, but here where I live, there's nothing to speak of. Maybe on the north side where it crosses the field, there was a little bit, but there was nothing on the south side ditches. But a good variety of weather. So, yeah, it's kind of been keeping things interesting, you might say. But I guess it'll be back up in the 40s this weekend. So there was a spell there. Well, I guess that was 2 weeks ago. We had about 10 days of that stuff where it didn't get above zero or barely, and nights were down near 20 below every night. Yeah, it was getting a little long, so I'm happy to see this. Even it brings some wet, slushy, slippery snow, and it pretty much melts off pretty quick, like down there, you know. That is, if it warms up, which it did. Alfred went up to here. Got myself an old pickup. My neighbor across here, when he had one of these walk-in tubs being put in, he was going to help. Fell down the stairs, broke his neck. Got laid up in the hospital with that. And he's been there since. And he's near 90, so he can't drive no more. They just weighed on him hand and foot. So he just, first he didn't like it, of course, because he couldn't go home. He never did get to use that $5,000 walk-in tub he had put in. So now he can't go home because he can't even get around, you know. But now he's realizing it's not so bad having you wait on hand and foot. He likes that kind of thing. He'd rather that, I guess. Anyhow, trucks are sitting outside. The guy's got 10 vehicles. He's got classic cars and sports cars and a couple pickup trucks. So I bought one off him, an 88 half-ton Chevy. Single standard cab long box. There was the other standard cab short box, but that was only two-wheel drive. So I got the four-wheel drive normal pickup. It's just kind of a good runaround rig. So I've been kind of puttering it on that, and I haven't had a truck, pickup truck for, oh, gullies. It's been 5 or 6 years. It was nice to have that there, over.
Steve, you were talking about the tank, the truck that went to ditch. Yeah, if you had somebody up there that had not been up there before or was not familiar with the area, and you got that big a ditch, you know, from the field over to the side of the road, you know, and it 5 feet wide, pretty deep, you know, all that snow, he might not have realized it was as deep as it was. And of course, you know, it doesn't take much wind to move something that size. When the wind's blowing and the roads are slick, and if it was packed snow and ice and stuff like that on it, I can see where that would move the truck around. It could have slid it off the side of the road, but I hope nobody got hurt in that. And I'm glad you got you another pickup truck. I remember the one that you had when you were down here. I don't remember if it was four-wheel drive or not, to be honest with you, but I do remember it. And I'm glad you got you another pickup. I don't know how a man lives without a pickup truck. You know, I've had mine for, gosh, I don't know how long now. Well, I bought it new in 96. So, I've put all the miles on it myself and, me and the wife. And I just don't know how people get around without a pickup truck. And I'm glad you got one. I know you've had like the minivans and the vans for your children, so you can put everybody in one vehicle, which is a smart thing to do. And but I know you're enjoying your truck, especially if it's got four wheel drive.
Yeah, I am. I didn't get too bad a deal on it either. I figure with today's prices of used vehicles, or vehicles in general, so. And it's really quite rust-free, which is... So, that's been good. I think the biggest problem to all my... The fact was it wasn't... Guy had too many vehicles and he didn't have no reason to go anywhere, so I think that's the biggest issue right there. They're new. But, yeah. Yeah, that vehicle I had, that tanker, that milk truck, I think he must have been okay. He just, it was upright. He got dragged backward in the ditch, you know, by his trailer. As it swapped ends with him. You know, his tractor there, you know, I suppose the right front tire hit the softer, just started slowing him down, and the trailer just kind of got, on the packed snow there, the trailer kind of got pushed to the south. With the north wind, he's going east, he's going west, so the trailer's getting pushed to the south. His right front starts stopping, maybe he starts hitting the brakes and slipping off the road there, and then of course the tanker just keeps on rolling around them, you know, and just kind of, they all head off into the north ditch there, tanker leading the way. Yeah, it was sitting upright, so I'm sure he was fine. But, yeah, that pickup I had down there, my cousin, he had such a beater truck. I said, Eric, you need a new one. I'm going to develop it, give it to him, and he fixed it up. And if you go to view, you can see it. And there's one shot, you know how Street View kind of stitches the foot together? There's one shot, they stitched a photo together. And they put the stitch line right after the back tires, and then for some reason they added the back tires again, so it's like got two sets of tires, two back axles, and it looks pretty good. I mean, it doesn't look like